C-K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Let's go. The music, the spirit, now. The gospel.
Experience joy in the morning
with music, ministry, and so much more
on Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
They wake me up
with Brother Chris, Sister Jen, and DC.
All morning.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web.
times in life we find ourselves in situations where we simply need a touch from God. It could be financial, it could be physical or spiritual. We try to fix it on our own, but we soon realize that God's hand on our dilemma is the only remedy. Wherever you are in life today, I encourage you to find enough faith to press into God's presence. Healing is there. Restoration is there. Deliverance is there. It's available for you. Just lift up your hands and cry out.
Snap your finger like this if you don't mind. So many things God has brought us out of. So many things he's brought us through. But tonight we stand before you with a new testimony, and we say,
we'll be right back. All I had to do was touch the hem of his garment, and his blood had made me whole. Hallelujah! Oh, it is Jesus in that set, the updated version of the Andre Crouch classic, currently trending and popping by your boy Myron Butler. Before that, you heard Torrin Wells with Jacqueline Carr, Don Lawrence with Famous Four. And that set we capped off with a Grammy-nominated Ricky Dillard off the groundbreaking album Choir Master with Since He Came. Happy belated Thanksgiving south of the border. I'm sure I can say that because I know folks are still tripping on that Thanksgiving leftover turkey south of the border.
Yep, yep.
It is November the 29th, 16 minutes after 6 a.m. and we are here.
All three of us.
All three of us were here in the building, y'all, with your brother Christopher Heron, Sister DC, and JB, keeping it locked, keeping it all the way gospel for you. Please don't go anywhere. Stick and stay with us. We've got lots in store for you this morning, including my classic corner, JB's powerful playlist, Christopher and mine and Jen's picks of the week, and so much more. New traditional gospel, all the best contemporary. We got it, y'all. We got it. Jen?
All right, want to let you know about the weather this morning. We are expecting a high today of 7 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds. We're expecting a low tonight of just 1 degree, so a pretty nice night. Now, I have great news for you. It's going to be a very nice week. Tomorrow, Monday, we're expecting a high of 7 degrees. Yes, you heard me, 7 degrees for the 30th of November. However, there is going to be a lot of rain that day. We're expecting about 15 to 20 millimeters of rain accumulated. Tuesday, 10 degrees. Yes, double digits, y'all, 10 degrees with a low of 3. We are expecting more rain, though. On Wednesday, 5 degrees with a chance of the white stuff at night. Oh, but it's nothing. It's going to be an accumulation of about a centimeter.
Okay, so I'm not mad at that.
Not to worry. Thursday, 4 degrees with the same thing, that slight chance of precipitation, maybe a rain snow mix. As we get into the weekend, Friday, mainly sunny skies with a high of 4 degrees. 4 degrees on Saturday with a little bit of snow mixed with rain, depending on how temperatures fare. And then by the time we come in on Sunday, it is going to be 4 degrees with a mix of rain and snow. And as I look forward to the week after, it's still aiming to be a balmy December.
You know what? I'm not mad at that at all because, I mean, for some of us, like myself, who are avid and, you know, I'm not very proud of this, but who are avid procrastinators, this weather has been merciful. So if you haven't yet gotten your snow tires don't dilly-dally. Get them done. Take this as an opportunity to take advantage of. Get your snow tires on. Chris, how you been, bro?
He's been great. We're going to go back into some music, shall we, with Ottawa's own Daniel Ojo and Solid Rock. Here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
The waters roar and the mountains.
verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 2. You are my rock and fortress.
You are my rock and fortress.
My present help in trouble. Be still, I will not fear.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
There's a quiet place that gives me peace when I'm alone with you. There's a hiding place, your spirit's always there when I'm confused. Only you can purify all this world, won't ever satisfy my heart, it cries. As the deer pants for the water, my soul. Need you, Lord. We're thirsty, God. You're the living water in my soul. Need you, Lord. And need you, Lord.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me. change to come. Knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet.
never will forget.
This is the sweet spot on the FM dial, CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web, with music by Elevation Worship, Do It Again, and we're showing love to all the 2021 Grammy nominees in gospel music, Ricky Dillard, Myron Butler, Kiara Sheard, Anthony Brown, and Group Therapy this Sunday. Coming up next is one of the nominees. Here's PJ Morton with the song So In Love on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The perfect way to start your day, mind, soul, and spirit. Montreal's first choice and only voice for gospel music on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child. Hey, look up.
child. Ooh, ooh, hey, look up.
We rolling back the clock. Time for the classic corner on Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
All right, good morning again, gospel music loving people in and around our beautiful city of Montreal. This morning's classic corner is a tribute to gospel music's foremost maestro and birthday boy. I speak of none other than the illustrious and prolific Richard Smallwood. This tribute is a praise-a-palooza of sorts, beginning with the hymn, yes ma'am, praise-a-palooza Patton. All right, so it begins with the hymn, basically the anthem. You know which song I'm talking about. Total Praise, a song translated into a zillion languages, covered by every choir on earth, whether the traditional version or revamped version of this song. The song, like the blood of Jesus, will never fade and will never lose its power. Hello.
Hello.
Incidentally, it is also the title of the maestro's autobiography, released last November and currently still available on Amazon. I'm sending a loving and happy birthday into the atmosphere, hoping he will receive this energy and be moved to releasing yet another masterpiece of gospel music, knowing just how loved and appreciated he is. This song will always have impact. Richard Smallwood is an artist true to form. Some of the most beautiful songs, as you know, are birthed out of pain and struggle, and Total Praise is no exception. In 1995, Richard Smallwood admits to having been overwhelmed, stressed, and depressed over having to be the sole caregiver to his, at the time, ailing mother and godmother. Having no wife or kids of his own, they were his immediate family, and he was distraught. So it was while sitting at the piano and talking to God over his ordeal, Total Praise actually begun as a woe is me, I need you now type of song. But as it started to take form, Smallwood remembers the Holy Spirit speaking to him and saying to him, even through sadness and struggle, I get all the praise. Total Praise. He said when he first taught the song to his chorale and when they did sound check, it was an experience worth stopping for a moment of praise for. Stop today, this morning, right now, at the sound of my voice, and re-listen and relive this song. Enjoy. Here's Total Praise.
Thank you.
right, it is now 6:51 in the a.m. If you're just tuning in, you're again listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit with DC's Classic Corner with your girl DC. That's me. That was Total Praise off the Adoration Live in Atlanta album back in 1996. Now, apart from Richard Smallwood, and Christopher, you can participate if you'd like, I'd like to know, you guys, whose version of Total Praise do you like absolutely hands down give it up to? Jennifer?
Joyous Celebration.
Okay. And what album would that be on?
I want to say it's on Joyous 14, but I'm not sure. If you just go Joyous Celebration,
YouTube,
Total Praise,
okay,
you will find their version.
Herringbone?
For me, it's got to be Donnie McClurk.
Really? Donnie McClurk has a version. That's right. I actually
saw it. And you know what? It's beautiful because it's just him. It's not a choir.
Nice.
And throughout the song, you could tell that he's worshiping and praising, and he really, really brings a Donnie flavor to it.
Well, Total Praise definitely evokes that in whomever sings it. I can't, like, for me, I know it's not recorded, but I heard Lucinda Moore. Do you know Lucinda Moore, that soloist? She sang Total Praise at Melinda Sapp's funeral. I can't remember what year that was, but Christopher and Jennifer, if you haven't seen it, please see it, because it will tear you to shreds. She just, the anointing fell on her, and her vocal cords, her voice filled the arena.
Okay.
All right, so moving on. The next song I want to share with you was going to be I Will Sing Praises to fit into this Praise-opalooza theme, but alas, it wasn't available. I can't lie, I was really, really looking forward to this throwback, but I fell upon another Richard Smallwood classic featuring one of his golden children. Now, just a little tidbit, as I previously mentioned, the maestro never married and doesn't have kids of his own, and this is why his chorale is a group of singers that go way back with him, some 20, 30 years even, because they are his family, and he treats them as such and vice versa, dubbing him affectionately Papa Rich or Uncle Rich. But back to this golden child of his, I'm speaking of none other than Cherise Nelson McIntosh. To me, she's probably one of the most anointed and underrated singers in the gospel music world. I was going to feature her again on Thank You in the spirit of Thanksgiving, but we did that last month. In any case, the anointing in her gift is poured out all over this next song. Really quickly, Cherise McIntosh, like Richard Smallwood, is a DC native. She is the daughter of two preachers, which is most evident in her music ministry. In 1995, she was handpicked by the maestro himself to be part of a 22-voice chorale to create the Stellar Award-winning, Grammy-nominated choral ensemble Vision. And the rest, as they say, is history. This is Be Open, featuring Darlene Simmons and that golden child, Cherise Nelson McIntosh, on lead off the 1999 album, There Is Healing, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Saints in prayer agree.
Hallelujah is indeed the highest praise, which is why Be Open definitely fits into this praise-a-palooza. It's now 7:02 in the a.m. That, again, was Richard Smallwood and Vision with Be Open. Okay, y'all, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. I take you out with this last Smallwood fave worthy to be part of this praise-a-palooza, a.k.a. Richard
I want to say Richard Smallwood, but and I keep calling him the maestro because really and honestly, he is the maestro. He's best known for his mastery of combining gospel music and classical music, probably better than anyone in this industry. So much so that you can tell a song with his stank all over it. Or you can tell a song who, you can tell a choir or an artist who he's heavily influenced. Am I lying? Thank you. I may have to do a part two because honestly, there's so many tracks to cover. While I'm excited to have the iTree, the iTrees.
What's iTree?
The iTrees, man. The iTrees. How you know the